Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Police unions will be meeting with the Ministry of the Interior today after a wave of protest from police in stations across France yesterday. Police complain of the everyday violence that makes up part of their job. Since New Year's Eve, there have been assaults on officers in Champigny-sur-Marne, Saint-Dié-des-Vosges, Aulnay-sous-Bois and Argenteuil. These are just the incidents that make the news. The Deputy General Secretary of the police union, Alliance, says about 14 police officers are injured every day in the line of duty, in situations that start with verbal aggression and end in violence. Police say criminal reform is needed to stop the assaults and that specialised jurisdictions should apply to incidents involving the police. Minister of the Interior Gérard Colombe pledged in his New Year's wishes to the police that there would be a firm response to the assault on officers on New Year's Eve. Today is the last day of Emmanuel Macron's visit to China. Today he will be addressing the issue of climate change. Macron had already praised China's efforts in this area in a speech to students. He said that with this effort, the planet would once again become big and beautiful. Macron has also secured a nuclear deal with his counterpart Xi Jinping as part of his three-day visit. France has also gifted China a horse called Vesuvius from the Garde Républicaine as a diplomatic gesture. Yesterday, the government rolled out a series of measures for road users, including lowering the speed from 90 to 80 kilometres per hour on secondary roads, the use of alcohol interlocks, and the withdrawal of driving licences for motorists caught using their phones while at the wheel. These were just some of the 18 new measures. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe has been clear that the overall aim is to fight the rising number of road deaths in France, which has risen year on year since the number hit a historical low in 2013. In the Socialist Party, there are now four candidates jostling to take the position as head of the party. Current president of the PS Group, Olivier Faure, has decided to throw his hat into the ring as candidate, joining Luc Carvouna, Emmanuel Morel and Stéphane Le Foll. The election will take place on March 29th. The winter sales officially kick off today, heralding the start of 6 weeks of potential bargains. The government is considering cutting the sale period from 6 to 4 weeks next year, according to the Secretary of State to the Minister of Economy and Finance, in a bid to make the sales more concentrated, more attractive and more financially rewarding for consumers. And finally, the list of nominees for the music awards, the Victoire de la Musique, have been announced. Orelsan is among the favourites, with three nominations, including the category Best Male Artist, where soprano and Bernard Lavillier are also in the running. Charlotte Gainsbourg, Luan and Catherine Ringer are nominated for the award for Best Female Artist. The results are announced on February 9th. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.